LifePoint listeners, I'm Pastor Jeff. I'm one of the pastors on staff at our Lewis Center campus, and it's my privilege to share my heart with you for a few minutes in relation to how God's speaking to me through the scriptures, and the hope is that you're going to get something out of it too. So lately I've been reading through Matthew's gospel, and today I hit upon the story of the father whose son had severe epilepsy. And he did a very smart thing. He brought his ailing son to some of Jesus' disciples for healing. Good thing, right? Yet as I read on, the Bible tells me that the father informed Jesus, "I brought him to your disciples and they were unable to heal him." Wow, punch in the gut. Why? Because these were the same disciples Jesus sent out in Matthew 10 that successfully cast out demons, healed the sick, raise the dead. But now I read that they can't get the job done, and Jesus has to step up and do the job. I mean, he ends up casting out the demon, which cures the boy instantly. Later on, we read the disciples asked Jesus, "What was going on? Why couldn't we get the job done and cast the demon out?" And Jesus replied in Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, these words. He said, "Fellows, this kind of demon does not go out except by prayer and fasting." And as I read through this material, what it did for me is it made me reflect on the many times in my own ministry when I've kind of rested or relied upon my past successes, as opposed to being vigilant, as opposed to being suited up daily with the full armor of God. Now, it's no secret that I'm a huge baseball fan, particularly fond of the game's history. Arguably, Babe Ruth was the greatest to ever play the game. And legend has it that a newspaper reporter asked the Babe how he felt about hitting 2 home runs the day before. To which the Babe replied, "Yesterday's home runs don't win today's ball games." Gosh, I love that response. Even the Babe knew today is a new day, and along with it comes a whole new set of challenges and opportunities. So the challenge for me, challenge for you maybe, are you ready for them? Am I ready for these challenges that the day brings? Am I prayed up? Are you prayed up? Have you had your devotional time with God today? Or are we living on the float? I will admit I'm guilty of relying on past successes. Complacency just creeps in, and it causes me to wonder how many times I've quenched the Holy Spirit's work or have been blind to God's activity around me. So I'm really thankful for Jesus' words to the disciples when he again cautioned them and said, "Past ministry successes never guarantees success today." So I don't know about you, but I want to start off today asking the Lord to forgive me for my complacency and to ask the Holy Spirit to give me fresh heart today. So would you take just a few seconds together with me to do the same? You can just pray something simply like this. Dear Lord Jesus, put in me a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit today so that I can do my work with energy and with vitality. Jesus, help me not to be complacent or to take any of your blessings for granted. Amen. So this concludes today's DriveCast. This is Pastor Jeff, hoping that you knock today out of the park. God bless you.